AOL Time Warner, the conglomerate that owns People Magazine, CNN, HBO, Warner Music, and many other media properties, last week posted the largest loss in corporate history. The company said it lost nearly $100 billion last year because of a write-down in the value of its troubled AOL unit. The company is struggling to recover. It faces some tough problems, including a small mountain of debt left over from the company's earlier mergers, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
AOL Time Warner has had to announce a lot of bad news lately, but for sheer dramatic impact, nothing could top last week's announcement that the company had lost some $98.2 billion in 2002.
Well, that's $333 for every man, woman, and child in the United States, effectively. That's a lot of money.
Tom Walzine, the senior media analyst at Sanford C. Bernstein, had his research analyst Rita Papaleo calculate what that $98 billion means in revenue.
You can purchase 7,692,000,000 CDs in 1 year. You can go see 10 billion movies. You can rent 20,576,000,000 DVDs from Blockbuster.
The huge losses occurred despite the fact that AOL Time Warner remains, by some measures, a very successful company. Most, if not all, of its many media units make money, and some, like the magazine and movie divisions, did especially well last year. So where does the $98 billion figure come from?
That is not a loss. It's a write-down. It's a paper loss of value of the company.
Author and banker Porter Bibb of Technology Partners says that under new accounting rules, companies have to declare big losses on their balance sheets right away instead of spreading them out over time. And AOL Time Warner has seen a huge decline in the value of one of its most important assets, America Online. Simply put, the world's largest online service has turned into something of a white elephant. Tom Walzine says that when the merger was first announced 2 years ago, AOL claimed to have annual advertising revenue of $2.5 billion.
It turns out it was not advertising the way we know it. What it really was the booking of transaction fees, deals that they did with various companies for all kinds of different things, including back office services, computer services, web stuff for some of their employees and so on. These deals were done and booked as advertising, or technically advertising and commerce, and at a tremendous ramp up.
U.S. officials are now looking into the way America Online booked its ad revenue. Meanwhile, many analysts question whether customers will continue to subscribe to a dial-up service like AOL when high-speed internet lines are becoming so common. These questions about America Online have sent AOL Time Warner's share price from a high of $56 to about $11 yesterday. And the anger of shareholders helped force AOL founder Steve Case from the company last month. One other problem the company faces is debt. AOL Time Warner owes some $26 billion. Walzine says some of it is from recent acquisitions of assets such as cable TV properties, but some of it also goes back much further.
A lot of it was legacy debt from a bidding war when Time technically bought the Warner Studios, and there was a bidding war for Warner between Paramount and Time Inc., that drove up the price of the Warner Studio hugely, and that debt's been on the balance sheet and causing the company problems ever since.
And this week, the company warned major credit rating agencies that its debt level could climb higher. This debt was manageable when AOL Time Warner was worth more, but now that its assets have been written down, banks are more skittish about lending it money. Company CEO Richard Parsons has made clear he wants to pare down the debt in the long run by selling off some assets, such as cable TV operations. In a telephone conference call last week, Parsons was asked whether America Online itself might be sold.
We have other alternatives, one of which would be looking at, you know, non-core, non-strategic assets that we have been exploring.
In other ways, too, Parsons has worked hard to convey a kind of intelligent, risk-averse management style that's meant to soothe investors. Porter Bibb says that if AOL Time Warner is to rebound, much will depend on Parsons' stewardship.
Management and execution is the key to saving and growing this company, and I'm not sure that the answer is apparent yet at AOL Time Warner as to whether they can solve that problem.
Bibb says AOL Time Warner still has a lot of strong assets, properties like Sports Illustrated and HBO, that are as profitable as they are famous. But with so much debt and its declining share price, the company doesn't have much margin of error if anything else goes wrong. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.